course, we know the provincial election is now underway, and we're going to be taking a look at some profiles of all the candidates running in the ridings around the region. And we're pleased to be joined on the line right now by Daniel Larravee, who is running for the NDP in Lesser Slave Lake. I guess, first of all, Daniel, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Yeah, no, thanks for having me.
All right, this is obviously not your first go-round with provincial elections. Of course, you were previously an MLA between 2015 and 2019. And what made you decide to run here this time?
Well, you know, it really was a tremendous privilege to represent the people of Lesser Slave Lake for the years that I did. And during that time, I made some really strong relationships and came to care even more deeply, you know, about the people across the region. And in fact, I consider them to be, you know, friends and neighbors, and I think they deserve better, and I think they need better, and I truly believe that an NDP government would offer that to them. Of course, there's also the fact that I'm a registered nurse, and I'm very concerned about what's happened in healthcare for the last 4 years that's brought us to such a critical state, but also incredibly worried about what Danielle Smith is been very clear about on many occasions that she doesn't believe healthcare should be free. So both in order to represent and advocate for my neighbors, but also to protect our public healthcare system, I decided to step up again.
And the riding of Lesser Slave Lake obviously includes the towns of Slave Lake and High Prairie, and also several other kind of smaller communities as well. And kind of going around the last little bit with the campaign here, what are some things that you've heard from people about what they want to see addressed?
Yeah, well, you know, for the most part, people are worried about the same things. Probably the thing I hear the most is a lot of distress and concern about the fact that Danielle Smith has made it clear she doesn't think healthcare should be free. That's not a good fit for people. A lot of families are having a time making it as it is, and they're deeply worried about what that would mean for their families. So they want to ensure that we protect public health care. You know, besides that, I made reference to it already. People are barely making it paycheck to paycheck, and they're looking, you know, to hear from a government that they will do everything they can to make life more affordable for them, you know, instead of making it more expensive in many ways for people, the way that's happened with the UCP government for the last 4 years.
And certainly the healthcare issue seems to be one of the big ones that people are focusing on ahead of this provincial election here. And certainly around the region, we've seen, you know, doctor shortages and, you know, some emergency room closures in hospitals, you know, those kinds of things. I know the NDP has made some big campaign promises on trying to get sort of more doctors and kind of healthcare teams out there for people. What are some things you'd like to see to kind of help address some of the healthcare issues that we have in the region right now?
Yeah, well, you know, our party, the Alberta NDP, are committed to public health care. We're committing to keep health care free, but we really need to do some intense work to improve access to care, because you're right. There's a critical shortage of doctors, of nurses, and other health care workers right across the province, far worse than we've ever seen it. And so the Alberta NDP is committed to a massive recruitment of doctors and nurses in order to fill those gaps. So that would be great. I mean, obviously we need a lot more than we have right now. Beyond that, the family health team model that we plan to move ahead with would allow doctors to see more patients, which is really important. I mean, we can't snap our fingers and make a whole bunch of doctors appear magically. We can recruit some, but we need to do what we can to support doctors to see as many people as they can. And that's what the health team model is all about. We bring in other care workers, like mental health care workers and dietitians or a nurse practitioner, and wrap them around so they can do some of the work in providing care to the patients and allow the doctors to focus on other issues that where they're absolutely needed.
And certainly Lesser Slave Lake is a very large riding in the province. What can you sort of bring to the table when it comes to being a voice for people in the region?
Well, you know, I think my experience as an MLA would come in handy. You know, I hear a lot from people that they miss the fact that I was present everywhere, that they knew me, that they knew that I listened and heard them and advocated for them. And I definitely would bring that to the table again. I think that experience is important. I'm ready to hit the ground running and stand up for people in Lesser Slave Lake. I know how the system works, and I know the people, I know the issues, and I'm absolutely ready to take that on.
And finally, here at the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we always like to throw in a little personal question to kind of lighten the mood a little bit. Now, I know things are pretty kind of go right now with the provincial election campaign, but on those rare moments where you have a little bit of a personal downtime, what are some things that you're kind of doing to maybe take off the edge a little bit?
Yeah, well, last spring, I adopted a dog. Her name is Freckles from In the Woods Animal Rescue. So thankful for the incredible work that they do. And she certainly misses me when I'm gone. So when I go home, it's really great to take her out for a walk in the neighborhood and get a bit of fresh air and sunshine and enjoy her company.
Yeah, I think that's definitely a good way to spend a little time, I guess. Anyhow, Danielle Irvey, the NDP candidate for Lesser Slave Lake, thanks for joining us here today.
Thanks so much. Have a good day.